Chapter 14. Bellamy. Bellamy didn't know why the ancient humans even bothered doing drugs. What was the point of shooting junk into your veins when walking through the forest had the same effect? Something happened each time he crossed the tree line. As he moved away from the camp in the early morning sunlight, setting out on another hunting expedition, he began taking deeper breaths. His heart pounded with strong, slow, steady beats. His organs marched in time to a pulse in the ground. It was like someone had hacked into his brain and cranked up his senses to a setting Bellamy hadn't known existed. But the best part was the quiet. The ship had never been completely silent. There was always a low hum of background noise, the drone of the generators, the buzz of the lights, the echo of footsteps in the hallway. It had freaked him out the first time he entered the forest, not having anything drown out his thoughts, but the more time he spent here, the quieter his mind became. Bellamy scanned the ground, his eyes skipping over the rocks and damp patches as they searched for clues. There were no tracks to follow as there'd been yesterday, but something told Bellamy to turn right and go deeper into the forest where the trees grew thicker, covering the ground with strange shadows. That's where he would go if he were an animal. He reached behind his shoulder to grab one of the arrows from the sling he'd constructed. Although it was terrible to watch them die, his aim had vastly improved over the past few days, so he knew the animals didn't suffer much. He'd never forget the pain and fear in the first deer's eyes as it staggered across the ground. Yet shooting an animal was less of a crime than a lot of the crap the other kids had done to end up here. While he might be cutting the creature's life short, Bellamy knew that it had lived every moment of that life completely free. The 100 prisoners might have been promised their freedom, but Bellamy knew he wouldn't be afforded the same privilege, not after what he'd done to the Chancellor. If he was still around when the next ship landed, the first person off it would probably shoot him on the spot. Bellamy was done with all of it, the punishments, the stations, the system. He was through following other people's rules. He was sick of having to fight to survive. Living in the forest wouldn't be easy, but at least he and Octavia would be free. Holding his arms out for balance, he half-shuffled, half-skidded down the slope, trying his best to not make any noise that could scare an animal away. He landed at the bottom with a thud, mud squelching under his tattered boots. Bellamy winced as water sloshed through the gap above the soles. It would be uncomfortable walking back to camp with wet socks, something he'd learned the hard way. He wasn't sure why that wasn't mentioned in any of the books he read. What was the point of knowing how to build a snare out of vines or which plants to use to treat burns if you couldn't walk?